Moving on, the World Bank has announced an additional $100 million as its financial contribution to the fight against Ebola in Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. The money will be used to speed up the deployment of foreign health workers to the three affected countries. The president of the World Bank Group, Dr. Jim Yong Kim, announced this at the news conference with Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur at the Flagstaff House in Accra.
The World Bank Group will be making an additional $100 million available to fill a critical gap in the Ebola response, funding to speed up deployment of foreign health workers to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. With this latest grant, the World Bank Group's funding for the Ebola fight now is more than $500 million. In recent weeks, the international response to Ebola has improved significantly. We've had some good news recently out of Liberia involving a drop in recorded cases, although we have to be very, very careful as this epidemic has had a history of surges in the number of cases, and we're still not sure how to interpret this drop in cases, although it is certainly very good news.
President of the World Bank Group, Dr. Jim Yong Kim. Vice President Emesa-Arthur said Ghana will continue to support efforts by the international community in addressing the Ebola scourge. He said the country is doing this in the spirit of Pan-Africanism.
Ghana has become the focus for the UN effort, Ebola emergency, because we in Ghana have felt since independence that we do not just seek the welfare of the people of this country, but use our position, the independence and so on, to look for the welfare of the African people. So it is in this spirit that the president offered our territory for the UN emergency response for Ebola. We're happy to welcome the president of the World Bank Group and hope that their interventions will look at improving the state of the three countries that are most affected by this Ebola, and that the fragility of their economies notwithstanding will be able to remove the scourge from the people of the three countries and the threats that it poses to us. We have also identified a number of issues relating to the economies of these countries and the impact that the Ebola has had on even the neighboring countries.
Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur. Meanwhile, Dr. Jim Yong Kim has called on the international community to fast-track the setting up of a pandemic emergency fund to tackle diseases such as Ebola. He acknowledged that the international community's response to the Ebola outbreak in Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea was slow. Answering questions at a news conference at the Flagstaff House in Accra, Dr. Kim said it is wrong for countries to isolate the three countries. Sethia reports.
Dr. Kim said the international community must not delay again in responding to such pandemic.
Are we late? Yes, along with the rest of the global community. But what I want you to know is that we have learned, and this is why I'm talking about this pandemic fund. Next time this happens, we knew of the first cases in December of 2013. So if we had this fund that would be automated to an extent, that it would be run by professionals who do nothing every day but think about how to respond to epidemics, and had substantial funds that would be available to them immediately, then we could have dealt with this in December. The economic impact is because we waited too long. We can't let that happen again.
The World Bank Group president urged countries not to isolate the three hardest hit states, but rather they should help mobilize resources to deal with the pandemic, since that is the only way to prevent the disease from entering their countries.
Isolating these three countries is not the right approach. My very strong sense in terms of being an infectious disease doctor, having experience working on some of these issues, in other words, only people who are actively sick are infectious. And so I think the best thing for us to do right now is not to isolate these three countries, but to bring appropriate resources, health workers, so that we can provide the kind of care, the kind of things like burial services, so that we can put the epidemic out in these three countries. We want to believe about protecting our borders. The only way to bring the risk to zero is to stop the epidemics in these three countries.
Vice President Emesa-Arthur called for more education so that anybody coming from Africa will not be stigmatized because of the disease.
We did not impose a travel ban. We did not quarantine anybody. So clearly, I think that people who have imposed these these bands in other places do not understand the geography, do not understand how big Africa is, and anybody from Africa is deemed suspicious. And I think a bit more education in some of those places would be good.
Dr. Kim will also hold discussions with the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response based in Accra. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.